What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
A state of public emergency has been declared in St. James. We tell you more about the regulations governing the measure on today's edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
There have been six states of public emergency declared in Jamaica since the country gained its independence in 1962. The first was in October 1966 in West Kingston. The next was in June 1976 in West Kingston. Another state of public emergency was declared in September 2004 after Hurricane Ivan, then in May 2010 in West Kingston. A period of public emergency is explained in Section 20 of the Constitution as any period during which Jamaica is engaged in any war or where the Governor General makes a proclamation declaring that a state of public emergency exists. Under the law, a state of public emergency can be declared if it appears that a war is imminent between Jamaica and a foreign state or as a result of the occurrence of any earthquake, hurricane, flood, fire, outbreak of pestilence, outbreak of infectious disease, or other disaster.
The Constitution provides that a period of public emergency can be declared by a proclamation if the Governor General is satisfied that action has been taken or is immediately threatened by any person or body of persons of such a nature and on so extensive a scale as to be likely to endanger the public safety.
Justice Minister Delroy Chuck. In announcing the imposition of the state of public emergency in St. James on January 18, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the action was as a result of escalating criminal actions that endanger public safety. Under the state of emergency, the security forces have been granted extraordinary powers to conduct searches, curtail operating hours of business, access premises, and detain persons without a warrant. In addition, all persons traveling on roads leading in and out of St. James will be subject to vehicular and personal searches.
You may be asked to declare whether you have any offensive weapons or anything else to declare, and then you may be asked to facilitate a search of your vehicle and yourselves.
Chief of Defense Staff Major General Rocky Mead. The state of public emergency will remain in effect for a minimum of 14 days or a maximum of 3 months unless extended by the Houses of Parliament or revoked. The legislation which governs the powers of the relevant authorities and the level of restrictions that apply to citizens during a state of public emergency is the Emergency Powers Act. The regulations for the current state of public emergency is to be tabled at the next sitting of Parliament in accordance with the Powers of Emergency Act.
Under state of public emergency, the security forces will have extraordinary powers and some rights are suspended. This does not mean that the use of these extraordinary powers can be arbitrary or are beyond review.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. Until the state of public emergency is lifted, the operating hours of businesses in St. James will be as follows. Community recreational areas are to be closed by 6 p.m. Cook shops, dry goods and haberdashery 7 p.m. Spirit license premises 9 p.m. Service stations 10 p.m. And clubs and fast food outlets are to be closed by 12 midnight. For further information on the level of restrictions that may apply to civilians or additional queries, you may contact the State of Public Emergency Hotline at 837-8888. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joe Samuels. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.